another type of meditation, and that's called walking meditation. So walking we can use as a, it can be basically any kind of movement. So if you have trouble walking, let's say you have a, you know, a leg or a hip problem, or your feet aren't working well, you're perfectly welcome to continue to sit. And just everything I say about walking, just translate into that gently waving your hand. So why learn to be meditative while we're walking, while we're moving through space? Well, it opens up this whole other realm of experience. We can start to notice those initial, how so many of our unskillful or skillful actions happen initially with movement. We start to be able to be present with movement. We can start to catch ourselves in the midst of acting and pause and say, okay, is this going to really help this person or help myself? Or is it maybe better to reflect and maybe do a different choice? So with walking meditation, let's have you, if you're comfortable, stand up for a moment, and I'll give you some guidance. I'm going to continue to sit so I can observe you easier. And just see if you can be in a place where you can still hear me, and also have a place where you can take a few steps. Doesn't have to be a lot. It could be, you know, 5 steps, 10 steps. So once you've found your little spot there, let's start by doing a little standing meditation. Okay, standing meditation, you know, at the end of each walking period, there might be a little standing. Standing in grocery line or standing to wait for something can all be a time to connect with your body. So your eyes can be closed for this experiment, or if you like to have your eyes open, if you feel dizzy at all, that's perfectly fine too. So as you're standing, just notice how this feels different in the body, as there's this different relationship. And if you're sitting, this is perfectly fine too. You can also use this as a chance to look at the body in this way. Letting your attention rest on how the feet are touching the ground. How the feet, the sensation, there's the idea of that. And then there's the direct experience. Learning to go, again, underneath the surface of the thoughts around it to feel the immediacy of that touch. You may find that your mind is saying it's warm or cool or firm or soft. And how that all points to a deeper experience underneath those words, those ideas. And now letting your weight shift gently from one foot to the other. And if you're sitting and practicing in this way, just let your attention shift from one hand to the other. And how this shift of attention and shift of weight, there's a sense of movement in that. There's a sense of new sensations coming forth and being or presenting themselves. And as you let your weight shift onto one foot or your attention shift to one hand, letting the other foot lift or the other hand lift, as you lift, feeling that sensation, then placing it in front or lowering the hand, and now raising the other hand or other foot and taking another step. And now each step, there's this really a array of experiences, of sensations, flooding your senses if you only pay attention. And then continuing to take some slow steps. When you're walking, it's better to have your eyes open. Or if you're sitting, practicing, sitting down and just moving your hand, feeling that sense of each hand moving, And with each step and with each hand wave, letting that be what you rest your attention on. As you practice in this movement, your room may draw your eye to different distractions, learning to just come back to the feet, coming back to the sense of the hands waving, whatever you might be doing, and letting go of the distractions is a very helpful way of developing the steadiness of attention. Just feeling one step, one foot, one way of the hand. As the mind gets distracted or distracted, this is okay. This is natural. Simply say to yourself, this is okay. There's nothing wrong here, nothing wrong with me or the meditation. And just gently reorient yourself to your body, feeling those feet touching the ground, feeling the movement of your hand through space. And you may experiment periodically, just standing still or sitting still, and just feeling the body in this standing posture. And particularly if there's a strong thought process going on, sometimes that helps you kind of interrupt that. I like to pause as I get to the end of each of my laps, pause for a moment, reconnect with the body, relax. Open that quality of receptivity, and then turn and step again. And if you're sitting and using the hand-waving technique, you're actually just pausing for a moment, feeling what the body is showing, and then feeling that gentle movement of the hand waving in the air, nice and slow. Keeping the attention very simple, very immediate, not worrying about the various joints in the legs or the muscles. Instead, looking at the direct experience, what does this step feel like? And now this step. What is happening right now in this moment, in this experience? Is the mind distracted? This is okay. Just gracefully coming back to the feet or the hand waving. What step is happening? What sensation is happening right now? Walking meditation can teach us this embodiment while moving. Such a precious gift to give ourselves. And in a few moments, you hear the sound of the bell. And after the third strike, you can pause and then come back to your seat.